Well, welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. This is episode 7. This episode, I'm going to cover a few things, all happening in the month of May of 2014. It was a big month for HLE Radio at the time. Hong Kong is happening. Japan is happening. A major upgrade is going on at the radio station. And we finally win our first award. Man, it was something. As I told you, Twitter is growing. And through Twitter, we make this great connection with some ladies in Hong Kong. They're from the Philippines, actually, but they're working in Hong Kong. And they find the radio station through our app. We just got our apps recently, finally got those going, and that opened up a whole bunch of listeners for us. When we got the apps going, the listenership really started to take off. And one of the first ones I remember, I think her name was Melanie, she connected with us on social media through Twitter. And there was a whole group of ladies that were over there working. They identified with HLE Radio. So we all became good friends through social media. They would listen. And we would send them like bandanas. We had some bandanas made. We sent them. And they would wear them and take pictures. We sent t-shirts. They would take pictures with the t-shirts. I think we sent some coffee mugs. We would send. And it was quite expensive to send stuff to them. But we did it anyway. Because, hey, you know, we just want to get HLE Radio seen at this point. So we would just send stuff when we could. Wasn't all the time, but when we could send stuff, we would send stuff. And they were promoting us. Keep in mind, Hong Kong is in China, right? Which is a communist country. Now, this is when I would find out that English would be the most learned language outside of the United States. And that many people would understand English. They might not be able to speak it the best, but they could understand it more than they could speak it. So that's how I knew HLE Radio was getting around worldwide. Of course, we could see the countries that we were gaining by our analytics as we would gain more and more, but also as the interaction grew with people from different countries. And I'm not talking about Americans in different countries. I'm talking about nationals of different countries. But one of the coolest things I remember about the Hong Kong ladies was a lady named Angel, also, which was a friend of Melanie. And she seemed to be the most vocal out of all of them. Angel would organize things for the ladies. They had a group of them, and they would do things. And I remember that they had asked for some stuff to give away. I forget what they were doing. I can't remember what it was because this was back in 2014. But they had asked for some stuff to give away. So we'd sent some stuff. We'd sent a package for whatever it was. Now, keep in mind, Communist China, Hong Kong, right? Here they are. These ladies are in the streets talking about Christian Country Radio, HLE Radio, telling people to download the app. And it's one of the most humbling things I have ever seen in my entire life. And I saved a clip for the video. I'm gonna try to play it for you if I can and see if it'll play here. Because I want you to hear this, if it will. So you could hear it. You could hear the Jennings, Louisiana. You could hear the HLE Radio Christian. I don't know that they were supposed to say that or not. They're Christian part and what all that, but they did. And it was so awesome. And that video is on our Facebook page, by the way. You can find it on our timeline. You find it on my personal Facebook page, Hunter Logan. But I just thought that was so neat. It's a memory I will always cherish. See that, because it was just so humbling to see that. And she also, Angel also had a cousin in Japan. And this lady, her name was Sheena, she had a karaoke bar. But she loved HLE radio as well. And she had got in touch with us and asked if she could get a banner. One of the banners, the 3x5 foot banners, the big ones that we display when we take it to events. Like the ones you see when we take pictures behind me on the wall. Up to this point, we'd never had anyone ask for something like that. But man, I'm like, hey, whatever. We'll get it for you. So we get this banner made and send it to Japan. This banner, this big HLE radio banner, is displayed in her bar. It's put up in the bar. It's there. Took a picture of it, sent it to us. That picture's on Facebook page as well. It's awesome. Not only was that going on, but she would take pictures and you could see her customers. They'd be at the bar, you could see the alcohol in front of them, you could see the cigarettes, and then you could see them smiling with the HLE app on their phone, HLE radio app on their phone, and they're just smiling. And she was downloading the app on their phone. Now, I didn't have a problem with this at all. I'm like, man, are you kidding me? Jesus in a karaoke bar? Hey, some people might have had a problem with it, but I didn't. I'm about reaching the world. Wherever. That's okay with me. Let me tell you what else her cousin did in Japan, Sheena. She left some kind of, I guess it was a tip thing or whatever it was. And she collected money all year long from her patrons. I guess it was a gift for HLE Radio is what it was. And they would put in, I don't know how many, you know, but she would do that for a year. For the whole year she would do that, and then she would send it. Well, she sent it right before the family reunion happened. And it was C4, because this is 2014 that I'm talking about. So 2015 is getting ready to happen. That's when the first C4, which would be the first family reunion. So that happens in March. It's happening in March. Our air conditioner goes out right before the event, a week before the event. And it's going to cost, listen to me, it's going to cost $600. I don't know this. But the bill ends up being $600 to fix it. We don't even have the money to pay for the event, much less fix the air conditioner. And I got tons of artists and listeners coming over to visit in the radio station. It's going to be hot. Oh, man. You know that check came in the day of or the day after. Can't remember. It was either the day of or the day after having to fix that. And they had raised... For the whole year, it ended up being $600. Whatever the conversion was of the yen to the dollar, however that happened, the amount I got from her was a little bit over $600. So that amount of money that she sent from saving all year from her patrons or her customers paid for the air conditioner to be fixed in time for our event that year. Just another way God has used this radio station. And you think about that for a minute. A karaoke bar in Japan. A karaoke bar in Japan pays for the air conditioner fix for a radio station in Jennings, Louisiana. A Christian country radio station in Jennings, Louisiana. Man, I'm telling you, this radio station has had the hand of God on it from the very beginning. I've seen so many different things like that play out. It's just amazing. This radio station has affected so many people across the world, and that's just people we know about. That's not counting the people we don't know about. So with all that happening, Hong Kong, Japan, well, as you can imagine, we're doing our own server still. We have our own home server. And it's starting to crash a lot because too many people are logging on and people are getting kicked off and it's logging down. Because used to, we didn't have the apps. Now that we have the apps, more people are listening, more people are finding out, and it's starting to crash a lot more. So people can't listen as long. It buffers because we have our own little home server. Now, I have the server still. That's going to go in the museum one day. The Christian Country Museum Hall of Fame. That's another podcast in itself. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Anyway, but then that's what we were using. And it was time for a major upgrade, which would be the first of 8 at this time. 8 upgrades. And we got number 9 on the way now. We're getting ready to do number 9, which is a major upgrade coming. But this is the first of 8 right now. We did this in May of 2014. So we went from our own server to the cloud. I didn't even understand or know what the cloud was. But boy, was I happy once we got to the cloud, even though I didn't understand it, because it sure made things a lot easier. And once we got to the cloud and switched servers and all that stuff and did the upgrade, man, everybody could log on, listen as long as they wanted. The bandwidth increased. But I remember that upgrade was a doozy. Because with that upgrade came me learning some new programs. And I ain't always the best at learning new stuff. But I get it eventually. That's why I'm always saying I'm the most professional at being unprofessional. But we got it. Things are rolling good. And then, to cap it all off, in May, we would go up to Kentucky, and I would win my first ever Radio Personality of the Year award, Christian Voice. And that was a great time. Man, we enjoyed that very much. Also got to meet John Steed for the first time while I was up there, because he was in Kentucky at that time. John Steed was my introduction to Christian country music. He was also responsible for the first music that we had here to play at the radio station. He gave me a copy of his CD collection. And he's the one who really got this station going with music until I was able to get some. And I talked about that in my first podcast, I believe, or earlier podcast in the first season. I'm always going to be grateful to John Steed for hearing his music, because he's the first Christian country artist I ever heard. And his music, man, it done something to me. When I first heard it, I was like, whoa, what is this? Little did I know then that I'd be doing this. But it was great. So May was a great month for HLE Radio in 2014. But there was more to come and more great things to come. And I can't wait to tell you about them. I'll tell you more about what's going on. And I'm going to do just that in the upcoming episodes of Hunter Logan Unmiked. But I'm going to cut it off here for now. To all of you who have been tuning in, I thank you. Check out HLEradio.com if you haven't yet. That's where we play Christian country music. I do a live morning show there Monday through Friday. My wife joins me sometime, starting at 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. Also, got a brand new station we just launched called Saddle Up Radio. SaddleUpRadio.com. You can check it out. It is country gospel music 24/7. Got an afternoon DJ now from 4 to 6, Big Daddy Greg Dotson. He does an afternoon show. We're still waiting on those apps to come. They got to get approved. They're done. We're just waiting on approval for them. It takes time like everything else. Hey, till next time, I love you. I'll see you. Remember, Duke 228.